Now, last song we just sang said something about sweeping up the glory to see His blessed face. You ever just stop and ponder those words and think about that? What it's going to be like. Maybe similar to what the disciples experienced in the upper room when the mighty rushing wind. What a day that will be. Amen. Alright. Kevin Delagrange family, you can see there's other families involved here. Our roots of what took place many years ago. Kendra, raise your hand. Leroy and Arlen. We're all at home yet. Part of the original family. Then Jason's down on the end there with his wife, Verna, Corbin and Kiana. Jason had quite a ride the last few years, going to FMBI and right out to Hillcrest home and spending 5 years out there. But he's back here and working at Parkview Hospital and raising his family. Kendra's also got a job working for a family at church, got a construction business. She's helping another daughter of that family in their book work. And Bethany, she's turned into a farmer. She got married in February and moved to North Dakota with her husband, Gerald. Her last name is Yoder. And over here is Katrina and her husband, Jared. Their last name is Wilson. Have a little daughter, Marissa. And Marissa's other grandparents are sitting out in the audience, going to help her listen this afternoon as we sing the rest of the song. Jared's a truck driver for a local business there, an Amish guy that makes mulch and does some logging and sawmill. And Arlen is working for a brother in church, has a trim carpenter business. And I myself am a self-employed dozer operator, and I got a taxi service too of hauling some Amish people to work. And we do that for a living and sing as we go along. Our first song is Me and My House. Me and My House. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve. That's for Me and My House. We will serve the Lord.
We stand here together, as a family we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above, for sending His Son. We've chosen together, as a family to serve Him forever. Nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight. Till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will serve Him. We will serve Him. We will serve Him. For He is worthy. Choose you this day. Tell me, who will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give up praise He deserves. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Choose you this day. Tell me, who will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give up praise He deserves. As for me and my house, we will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve. As for me and my house, we will serve.
with us, each of your prayers every day. I know with the family, and I know there's mothers out there. It's a daily prayer, isn't it? And we never neglect to pray for our family, our children, or whoever God lays upon our heart.
We're going to let the one step back down and have stage fright, children. I wanted to step down too, but they told me I had to stay up. Thought came to me as we were singing that song, what a blessing it is to live in this country where we can stand up and boldly proclaim, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. People do it in other countries, a lot of them behind closed doors, amongst each other, but we can do it on the streets and share that gospel. Next song is the Old Country Church.
Oh, I'd like to go back to that old country church and to hear the songs of praise. How the people would sing, it would make the heavens ring
at that old
country church. Shall we gather at the river, the beautiful river, gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Oh, I'll never forget at that old country church how the glory of the Lord came down. It came down, and the children would smile as they shouted down the aisle
of
that old country church. From all alarms, leaning on the everlasting arms. Then on Sundays you see all my friends so dear to me at that old country church. When it came time for prayer, everybody would be there
at that old
country church. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. Now the years have gone by, and so many have died at that old country church. But they're on the other shore, and they'll sing forevermore. Country church.
I'm redeemed.
My love divine.
Glory.
Christ is mine. All to Him. I now resign.
I have been redeemed.
I'm redeemed.
My love divine.
If you're out there and you don't want any songs, you want to sing, I always tell people to sing out. And if your wife or husband pokes you in the ribs, just get up and come up here. We'll let you stand up here.
Talking how Jesus in a manger, a little baby born in Bethlehem. And sometimes I have to wonder, do they really understand? Do they really know the rest of the story, how he died for sin and rose up with power and glory? And the story doesn't end in the manger, yet he went all the way to the cross, where he died for our sins, and then he rose again to save us from eternal doom. Yes, the story ends with the empty tomb.
Well, the story of how Jesus was born to the great and glorious story. A father sent his son as a gift for all men, and the story ends in heaven with Jesus the glorified Lamb.
And the story doesn't end in a manger. Yes, he went all the way to the cross, where he died for our sins, and then he rose again to save us from eternal doom. Yes, the story ends with the empty tomb. Jesus rose again, now there's an empty tomb. Probably
one of my favorites. I always share on it. It's called I Stand Redeemed. A year ago, I was faced with a lot of trials, but a lot of it was on my own. I was refusing to give up an area in my life that I had struggled with for many years. And it wasn't until February that I was on the way to my great aunt's funeral, and the roads were really slippery, and I started sliding off the road, and I ended up hitting a tree. And for someone that's not ready to go, as you're sliding through those clumps of trees, everything is flashing before your face. I mean, hell, heaven, I mean, it's just everything. Can't explain what I was seeing as I was sliding through there. And finally, as everything was done and I had hit the tree, I sat there and I just knew it was God getting back at me for not giving up that area in my life, and I knew he was angry at me, so I deserved it, only to come to find out that he was just, that's what it took to get my attention. Some people just need a whisper, but I guess I needed a tree to get my attention. And so this song has really stuck out to me as we were practicing, and just how free it is to stand and say, I stand redeemed. And I tried to come before God over and over, just, you know, as this perfect human being after, you know, I confessed everything. But he wasn't looking for that. He was looking for a broken life, as this song says. And that's all I had to offer. Until I gave him my broken life, he was able to make a priceless gift out of me and turn beauty, ashes into beauty. So I'm just so proud to say that I stand redeemed today, and I hope that if you guys have an area in your life, confess it, because there's nothing like being able to stand up and say, I stand redeemed.
All we have to offer Christ is ourselves. That's all he's asking. But if you can say, I stand redeemed today, sing the chorus with us. Whenever we get to the chorus, sing along.
When I think of all my faults and my failures, when I consider all the times I've let God down,
the bitter mark of sin will never fade away.
But I
entitled Whispers in the Night. I'm sure all of us have had some sort of struggle in our lives, some sort of difficult time. How many of us find ourselves sitting and waiting for God to whisper? Many times in my own life, when I find myself in a difficult time, I want to be the one throwing the punches. I want to be doing something and push God off to the side and tell God I can handle this. But it talks about there in Bible times where God doesn't move through the big things, through the big storms. It was the whisper in the night. The challenge of this song is next time when you're in a dark period of life, wait for God to whisper. That's the only way that God will be able to speak to you.
I am waiting for His whisper in the night. I'm depending on His word to give me light. I'm expecting a victory in this fight. I am listening for what God whispers in the night. I am waiting for His whisper in the night. I'm depending on His word to give me light. I'm expecting a victory in this fight. I am listening for what God whispers in the night. In the midst of tribulation, seems the darkness has no end. When my light of faith is fragile, like a candle in the wind. All alone, though I'm surrounded by my friends and family dear. It's your strong voice that comforts me, your voice that says I'm near. I am waiting for His whisper in the night. I'm depending on His word to give me light. I'm expecting a victory in this fight. I am listening for what God whispers in the night. In your word I found my hope.
rest in my affliction, evidence of faithfulness, abiding love and grace. It is in this lonely midnight that I found my greatest treasure, the assurance that you hear me, Lord, and that you see me in this place. I am waiting for His return in the night. I'm depending on His word to give me light. I'm expecting a great victory in this fight. This fight.
I am listening to what God whispers in the night.
So I don't know how many of you guys were at the Gospel Center or not and heard some of my testimony on Friday night. That song has really, really gotten to be what's held me up in the last week. On Sunday, I had a very close friend of mine and also a friend of many other girls pass away unexpectedly. She was killed in a car accident. And it was really hard to see God in that. Because she was just coming to the place where she was blossoming, she was blooming, and she was really becoming a beautiful, beautiful girl. For a long time, she had a hard time accepting herself, and she was finally coming to that point where she was just okay, and she had a testimony, she could say it. So it was really hard for some of us to really see what God was doing. And Monday was a really hard day for me. I sat in the office, and I basically was there because I didn't want to be home by myself. And I didn't do hardly anything. I felt like I just cried all day. And we were supposed to practice Monday evening for the gospel sing. And I just told Mom, I said, I don't even feel like singing. And I said, usually singing or music is an outlet for me. And I had no desire to even sing. And she said, well, you should at least go because God can use the songs. He can talk to you through them. And so I went, and on our way down the road, I was just really, really feeling down and out. And I looked out the window of the vehicle, and in the sky, God had opened, it was really rainy that day, in the sky, God had opened a circle of the clouds, and the sun was shining through so beautifully, and there was rays all the way around the circle. It was just like He was there. And to me, that was His whisper last week. He didn't have to say a word. And I didn't hear Him at all, but I seen Him in the sky. And I grabbed my phone and I took a picture. And about as soon as I shut off my phone, it was gone. I was going to go get another picture, and it wasn't even there. Like, it just was there and gone. And it just felt like God truly knew what I wanted, what I needed. And like she shared this morning, just the simple thing of a bird in the yard, that's God's whisper. And if we look for His whisper, if we listen for His whisper, we can hear it. But even in the darkest, loudest, most difficult times in our lives, He's there and He cares.
Standing at the crossroads of faith and deepest fear, so afraid of failing if you move on from here. The road ahead is deep, but you're not giving up, 'cause God's about to take you to a brand new place of trust.
Take a step of faith. It's time to move. Lay aside your fear.
what God will do. There's victory ahead. That mountain's not too high. Friends, hold on, 'cause you're about to climb.
Higher heights await you, beyond what you have dreamed, and they're yours for the taking, if you dare to believe. So leave your doubts behind, and let God make you brave, 'cause He has gone before you, and He's already made a way.
Take a step of faith, it's time to move. Lay aside your fears, and watch what God will do. There's victory ahead, that mountain's not too high. Friends, hold on, 'cause you're about to climb.
You may feel you can't go on, it just seems too hard. But put your hand in it, He will take you to the star, to the star.
Take a step of faith, it's time to move. Lay aside your fears and watch what God will do. There's victory ahead, that mountain's not too high. Friends, hold on, 'cause you're about to climb.
Oh,
trials of life I find another voice inside my mind. He comforts me and bids me live inside the love the Father gives. In your love I find release, a haven from my
next song is entitled The Little Boy from the Carpenter Shop. And I was reading in John 11 today, this morning, about Lazarus' death and how Jesus went to Mary and she said, well, Lord, if you would have been here, he wouldn't have died. And Jesus proceeded to say, well, he's just sleeping. And nothing was making sense to them. And often when we're grieving, things don't make sense. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He knew what he was going to do with Lazarus. He was going to raise him up from the dead. And he knew it was going to work. He had that power. But then it says that Jesus wept. Why did he weep if he knew he had the power to raise someone up from the dead? He loved Lazarus, but yet he was just sleeping. So why did Jesus weep? And that question came to my mind. And then I thought, you know, there is no answer. That's Jesus' love for us. Even though he has all the power in this world, he still comes down to our level and meets us in whatever situation we're in. And he weeps with us. And then he goes ahead and he does the work that he's going to do. Isn't that amazing? Amazing love that he can meet us at our lowest point, but yet take us to the highest mountain.
Born in a stable, his mother a virgin, raised in a carpenter's shop. His people were slaves, his parents were poor, his friends were a lowly lot. His chances in life are very slim. He's expected to be a slave, but the people in darkness alight in him and hopes of freedom he gave. All of the power in heaven and earth God had invested in him. He's to die on the cross, descend descend into hell, meet the devil and take the keys from him. He yielded himself to the death on the cross, cried it's finished, then slunk to die. In the regions of hell, the devil celebrated, we've destroyed the king, he cried. In the midst of the celebration, footsteps were heard, walking the corridors of hell. Then the shouting stopped, and a voice rang out, a voice that rang like a bell. Satan trembled, and he recognized him who had come to deliver his own. Shut and lock the gates, he cried, don't let him ascend to the throne. Then the gate swung shut in the face of the king to prove God's salvation untrue. But he shook hell's gate and cried, lift up your heads, the king is coming through. Then out of the devil's prison house came processions led by the king. Shouting now, O grave, where is thy victory, O death? Where is thy sting?
Who is the King of glory?
The Lord God mighty in battle is he.
Who is the King of glory?
The Master of earth and heaven supreme.
Who King of glory,
the one that not even death could stop, he is the King of glory. The little boy from the carpenter's shop, the little boy from the carpenter's shop, the little boy from the carpenter's shop.
Your door. And this next song is talking about a secret place, and it's talking about a door that is closed in our hearts. And I'm just encouraging you once again that if the Lord is standing at your outside your heart door today and he's knocking, don't turn him down, because it's the best feeling. And he's handing the keys of love to you, not like he's coming just to make you feel like a bad person, but he's coming to save you so you can experience his love.
My heart is like a house. One day I'll ask the Savior in. There are many rooms. now and then. But then one day he saw that door. I knew the day had come too soon.
I said, Jesus, I'm not ready for us to visit in that room.
'Cause that's the place in my heart
where even I don't go. I have some things hidden there. I don't want no one to know. But he handed me the keys with tears of love on his face. He said, I want to make you clean. Let me go in your secret place.
Then I opened up the door, and then the two of us walked in. I was so ashamed. His light revealed my hidden sin. But when I think about that room now,
I'm not afraid anymore. 'Cause I know my hidden sin behind that door.
There was a place in my
heart where even I didn't go. I had some things sitting there. I didn't want no one to know. But he handed me the keys with tears of love on his place.
Is there a place in your heart where even you don't go? You have to see it in there. You don't want no one to know. But it's handing you the keys
with tears of love on his face.
Take you through the doorway. Once you get through the doorway, you start climbing. And he sets you upon a solid rock. A rock that will never fail you. Next song is titled Solid Rock.
Solid Rock.
Solid Rock.
Solid rock, I stand.
sinking sand. All of the ground is sinking sand.
Sinking sand, and you're helpless until someone comes along to help you. And the only person that can do that is Jesus Christ. And He is a great and awesome God. And that's the title of the next song. This clock up here keeps ticking away. I know you all expect to eat too much, but I don't know how long you want it to sing. But, somebody give us some insight on that. What's that? 12 o'clock. We'll sing this song. We'll sing maybe two more. And we'll...
take is given to me from the heavenly Father above. I am protected by His great big hand of abundant mercy and love. And every day I walk this way, it is so plain to see that the one who hung the moon and stars will surely take care of me. He's a great and awesome God. His mighty love and mercy abounds. He's a great and awesome God. No greater power on earth can be found. His love endures through all generations, calling to the lost to receive salvation. Upon His name we call. He's a great and awesome God.
My God can hold this great big world in the mighty palm of His hand. On the other hand, is leading me as I walk through a barren land.
His eyes can ponder the many wonders of the land, the sky and the sea. While at the same time, His loving eyes are watching over you and me. He's a great and awesome God. His mighty love and mercy abounds. He's a great and awesome God. No greater power on earth can be found. His love endures through all generations, calling to the lost to receive salvation. Upon His name we call. He's a great and awesome God. He's a great and awesome God. His mighty love and mercy abounds. He's a great and awesome God. No greater power on earth can be found. His love endures through all generations, calling to the lost to receive salvation. Upon His name we call. He's a great and awesome God. Upon His name we call.
Mm-hmm.
chapter 14, Jesus told his disciples, let not your heart be troubled. You believe? Daniel chapter 14, Jesus told the disciples, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And where I am, there ye may be also.
Headlines in the paper read, destruction in the air. Men's hearts are failing them from worry and of fear. And it seems as though the family has often gone away. So it's time that we, the Christians, we stand up and proudly say, I will stand for Jesus, though the world may say I'm wrong. I will lift the blood-stained banner and sing redemption's song. I will tell the world of amazing grace, how His blood washed away my sin. Oh, I want the world to hear my voice, for Jesus is coming back again. So let the Christians of our nation unite across our land. Red, yellow, black, and white, together we will stand. We will stand. I will stand for Jesus, though the world may say I'm wrong. I will lift the blood-stained banner and sing redemption's song. I will tell the world of amazing grace, how His blood washed away my sin. Oh, I want the world to hear my voice. Yes, I want the world to hear my voice.
For Jesus
is coming back again. Yes, Jesus is coming back again. Again, again, He's coming back again.
Amen. Sing one more song here. If we can... Yeah, you go ahead and sit down. If we can stand for Jesus, serve Him, be faithful to Him in this life, then we can sing this next song, If You Miss Me, from a singing down here.
If you miss me from a singing down here, you can't find me nowhere, nowhere. Just come on up to bright glory. I'll be singing up there. I'll be singing up there, up there. I'll be singing up there, up there. Just come on up to bright glory. I'll be singing up there. If you miss me from a praying down here, you can't find me nowhere, nowhere. Just come on up to bright glory. I'll be praying up there. I'll be praying up there, up there. I'll be praying up there, up there. Just come on up to bright glory. I'll be praying up there.
Singing in heaven.
watch your bright glory. I'll be serving up there.
Dad, it's my turn to say we get to sing one more song, right?
Where'd you learn that?
This next one is one that I picked, and that's why I want to sing it so much. It's called, if I can find it, Satisfied Mind. It's called A Satisfied Mind. How many of you have a satisfied mind today? Just pretty content. That's good. And when we leave this world, we want to leave with a satisfied mind, a heart that's right before God and a mind that's at peace. And I just love the words of this song. So many of them are just, I mean, hit the nail on the head. So enjoy it.
How many times have you heard someone say, if I had his money, I could do things my way. But little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. Once I was winning in fortune and fame, everything that I dreamed for to get a start on life's game. But suddenly it happened, I lost every dime. But I'm richer by far with a satisfied mind. Money can't buy back your youth when you're old, or a friend when you're lonely, or a love that's grown cold. The wealthiest person is a pauper at times, compared to the man with a satisfied mind. When life has ended, my time has run out, my friends and my loved ones, I'll leave them no doubt. But there's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind. But there's one thing for certain, when it comes my time, I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind. I'll leave this old world with a satisfied mind.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's a lot of songs with a lot of meaning. I really enjoyed that. All right. We do have a fellowship dinner today. Everyone is welcome to stay. Visitors, everybody. Doesn't matter if you brought anything or not. There's probably plenty. Usually is. So just stay and enjoy a time of fellowship together. Let's stand together for prayer.
Out here.
Okay. Okay. There's CDs out there. If you want one or more, take an envelope along and send them the money for it. So let's pray. God, we thank you for this day. We thank you that you have loved us so much, that you have redeemed us. We thank you that you've set our feet on the solid rock, and that rock is Christ Jesus. We pray, God, that as we go from this place, that our hearts might be satisfied in you. And Lord, I pray that you bless the food today and a time of fellowship. I pray that it could be a time of blessing. Bless Kevin and his family, Lord. Just continue to use them to minister grace. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.